everybody. Today I'm going to be talking about my crush life. So it's the beginning of August when I had developed this crush on this boy. I never really got to know his name, but I remember in the ninth grade year, I used to always see him around and I used to think that, oh my god, he was so cute. Because he would always come to my teacher's classroom and like they'd talk and I'd just be like, Jesus, this dude's hot. And one time at the end of the year after school, my friend saw him and I told her, hey, that's my crush. And she's like, really? That's your crush? So she tapped him on the shoulder and he turned around. She said, hey, my friend thinks you're cute. And so he's like, really? Let me see how she looks. And I'm like, me being the shy one I was, I took my phone and I pretended my dad was calling me. And I faced my face the other way. I just turned around and it was like, I can't see her. But she's cute. And I have a girlfriend already anyways. And that's when I was like, ah, shoot. So going into 10th grade year, I was like, well, I still kind of like him, but I don't see him around as much as I used to because my schedule's different. So that's when my friend says, I want to see how he looks. And I'm like, well, I don't see him anymore, so I can't be showing him how he looks. So that's when I was like, you know what? I'm going to find a crush. So it was in second lunch during, a 246 block. It was a 246 block, and we were outside. And she was like, you know, friends, so find yourself a new crush. And I was like, sure. And I just saw this light-skinned boy just standing there, tall, looking really good. And I was like, actually, he's in my fourth period. Huh. I think I might just have to get to know him. Knowing me, I wouldn't even talk to him, but I was like, you know what? I think that's my new crush. And then that's when they were like, okay, sure. And that's when I saw my class, and he sat across from me, and I just, like, started looking at him more and more. I was like, whoa, this dude's, like, oh, what the heck? And then one time, my friend and I, we saw a set of soap. So we just went around the classroom and we told people, hey, can we listen to your heart or do you want to listen to your heart? And that's when he was like, hey, I just take the opportunity and listen to his. And that's when he puts it on and he's like, oh my god, it actually worked. And I was like, did I just touch him? I don't even know, jeez. And I just started silently crushing. And all my friends are like, Vanessa, when are you going to make a stand? And I'm just like, I can't make a stand if I don't even know how to approach Kai. I can't even make a conversation. Mind you guys, the first thing we ever talked about to each other was how there was a big ass tissue box in my bag. And I was sick at the time. He was like, do you have a tissue box in your bag? And I was like, yes. He was like, I've never seen that before. And I was like, this is such an embarrassing conversation. Fast forward, I told my friends who my crush was, because I'm the type of person, when I have a crush, I tell like almost all the people because I'm just like ready to brag about it. And then that's how it circulated so fast. And he ended up finding out that I have a crush on him. My friend said that he asked her, do you know this person named Vanessa? Because I heard that she likes me. She was like, yeah, that's my friend. He was like, huh, interesting. And ever since then, my friend was like, well, Vanessa, you gotta make a move. And I was just like, I'm taking it slow at my pace. They're like, yeah, you keep saying that, but you're not doing shit. I was like, you can't rush the boat. So, and then one day after school, it was a Friday of last week, actually, September, right? Around those times, the 13th, I believe. And then she texted him, hey. And that's when I went home and I was just like, oh, crap. She just texted, hey. How? I don't know. But it happened. So fast forward 3 hours later, he texts back, what's up? And I was like, no freaking way. This dude just texts back, what's up? He actually texts back. Because usually when you text these guys, they usually the type to just ignore you and you never get a reply back, because that happened to me before, and I was like, great. Still kind of awkward passing by that guy, but back to the story. That's when my friends in like the house with me, she's like, did you just text back? And I'm like, yes. And we started squealing like idiots. Like, eee! And she's like, what did I say? I don't know. And I said, do you know who I am? I'm in your fourth period. He said, yeah, you're Vanessa, right? And I was like, yes, correct. OMG! He does our look! And I was like, you know, I actually had a crush on you. He's like, yes. I figured. And I was just like, oh my god. And until then, like, we just started texting each other. And we got along so great. Everything went great for the whole week. Until it came to actually being in person with him. You know how, like, you could have, like, this online brand or whatever, and just texting and texting. You get used to the online version of themselves because they're way more open. And, you know, express their feelings more, you know? That way they don't have to, like, see you or make faces up to what they say, you know? That's what I guess. So when it came to seeing him face-to-face, let's just say it wasn't as great as I wanted it to be. So it's like the first time, so we didn't even like, you know, just say hi or anything. It's there. And I'm just like, huh. So he's just not the type to, you know, say hi, is he? So all that's happening, and I'm just like, great. Now what? He's great on the phone, but in person, it's just horrible. We don't even like, we can't let it drag on. That's when I told my friend's situation. She said, oh, I knew this was gonna happen. But obviously, you have to tell him, you can't let it drag on, or else it's gonna get worse. Because I learned from my lesson. So, as the week goes by, we end up talking, sitting next to each other. And this one time, we sat next to each other, and we just got really, really close and touchy. And I'm just like, wait, it's really great sitting next to him. But mind you, he has two female best friends and another guy best friends. So it's just usually the three of them, and sometimes four, the other guy. But I don't really see them together. So one of his best friends is in my class. So she usually sits next to him. But that time I took the opportunity to, and the other friend, the guy friend, is also in my class, and he sits in front of us. And he saw us that day, and the whole time we were just giggling and messing around, he turned around on occasion just looking at us. I didn't take it for much of a big deal, because who wouldn't turn around if a bunch of idiots kept giggling behind you? So yeah. And then the next class after that, that's when he came up to me, hey Vanessa, aren't you gonna go back to your seat? Sitting next to your boyfriend? And I was like, what? What are you talking about? And he's not my boyfriend. That's when I was like, so where? Where she sits? Where? And I was like, oh shit. But mind you, before all that happened, a little incident has happened before I met them. It was one time when we were in PE. It was a 2-4-6-8 block. So basically, after we came from 4th period, we go to 6, which would be PE, and we had that together, both his best friends and him. So I decide, why don't I play a little prank on him, where I take his bag and his jacket, and I hold it. And I'd be in the bleachers, and obviously he's playing basketball, he'd be able to see me unless he's blind. Mine, I kid you not, he was blind. He didn't see me at all. So all I see is these two girls walk up to me. Hey, can I see, like, can I have those two bags? Sure, mind you, I'm holding his phone and his hoodie. They take the bag, but not the phone. I'm just like, why just take the bag and not the phone? So me, I'm assuming those must be his two best friends. So they take that, and that's when the bell rings for lunch for us to go change and, you know, get out the period. And that's when I say, hey Jude. He's like, have you seen my bag? And I'm just like, yeah, your best friends took them. He's like, really, they did? Like, yeah. Now, mind you, I'm holding his phone still. And it's like, you're not gonna take your phone? He's like, oh my god, you got my phone? Oh, and Jake gave me my phone. And like, and your jacket? Nope. And he didn't take the jacket. He just went to his locker room and went to go change. And I'm like, okay, cool. So I still have to put it in my hand. And mind you, this boy doesn't play about his sweaters. His sweaters are like shoes to him. You know how boys go crazy with the J's? Yeah. Something like that. So I put it on and I go to lunch. I was like, ooh, it's comfy. I look cute. It's very cute on me. I put it on, I go to lunch. All I see is one of his best friends walk up to me. He told me to get the jacket for me. And I'm like, he told you to get the jacket for me? She was like, yes. I'm like, why can't he come here? I said. She said, well, because he sent me here. And I'm like, my man, I'm like, he sent you so he can't get himself? Like, dude, you're like 5'10". Why can't you just walk over here? So I'm over here, I'm like, okay, cool. I'm a little embarrassed and pissed at the same time, because mind you, I'm standing up and I'm like in the center of the lunchroom. So, and I'm in front of my friend, and she's listening to our whole conversation, just looking at me like, what the fuck is going on? So I'm taking off the hoodie, and all I see is him walk up, and I'm just like, why are you coming? When you sit here, there's no altercation. You could stay over there. You don't have to come anymore. He comes anyways. And I'm just like taking off my hoodie, and I'm already boiling, pissed off, because like, what the fuck, dude? And I throw it in his face, and I'm just like, whatever, take your shit. And he walks away. And that's when I'm just talking to us, and I'm telling my friend that was so embarrassing. She was like, totally, totally embarrassing. And all I see is him walk out the door of the lunch. And it's like, this is my chance to look for him. Mind you, this dude's 5'10", I'm like 5 foot, and he's walking at the speed of fucking Sonic. And I'm like, great. And mind you not, my voice is low and I relatively can't yell, because, I don't know. So I'm watching behind him, just following him upstairs, and we end up on the second floor. And I'm like, shoot! I yelled in the staircase, and he was like, oh, there you are. And I was like, great, can you slow down, please? Jesus. He's like, oh my god, what you did, that was not cool. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, you went to my stuff, you got my bag, and you got my hoodie. You know how I feel about my hoodies. I'm just like, in my back of my head, I'm like, fuck you. But of course, you're correct. I should never said yourself. And he's like, I can't believe you've done that. Honestly, I'm like, okay, but I'm sorry, but why did you have to send your friends to take the hoodie? Why can't you just get it yourself? He's like, they're my security. They see somebody take my bag and my hoodie, they go haywire. I'm just like, they're security. That's so stupid and childish. Whatever. Mind you, one of the best friends is Junior. What the heck? Whatever. And he's like, they're my security, man. They're gonna always look back for me. I'm just like, okay, I'm not a thief. I was just joking, you know? I was taken to a whole nother level. And it was taken to a whole nother level. And that's when I'm like, okay, listen. I'm sorry for touching your stuff and not letting you know. He said, it's okay. If only you had let me know beforehand, everything would have been fine, you know? And asked me. And like, you're right. Maybe I did overstep a boundary. Obviously, and I apologize. He was like, it's fine. It's not your fault anyway. You didn't know that was going to happen. I'm like, yeah. So we apologize. But mind you, I'm still pissed off because how the friends acted towards me. He said, while I was apologizing, he said, you know, my friends are going to look at you like crazy now. I'm like, why are you still talking to this crazy person who tried to take your sweater? And he was like, they said that you didn't want to give the bags. I'm like, I didn't even hesitate to give those two girls his two bags. The other bag had full of his gym clothes, and the other bag has academic stuff. I gave both of them to them without hesitation. And now they're going to lie to him and say that I didn't want to give the bag? Now that right there is a lie. So we end up going back downstairs. Whatever, we separate and stuff like that because he's still heated and I'm heated. And I'm just like, great. And I tell my friends what happened. They're like, are you serious? Oh, they're bitches. And he's a bitch. For what? You're sending your friends to get your jacket where you can just get it? What the heck, dude? I'm just like, great, right? Like, you did not have to involve your friends in it, and they did not have to involve themselves. Like, understand that if you see your best friend's bag being taken by a girl you don't even know, you're gonna go like, who the fuck is she? But in the whole sweater issue, I think it should just between him and I. And that's it. But nope, he brought the whole squad in. So the whole time I'm pissed off and all that stuff happened. And that's when one of my friends, acquaintances, whatever, calls and says, Vanessa, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. She's like, you sure? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. My friend's like, yeah, she's just hungry. I'm like, yeah, I'm just hungry. She walks away. So I'm just drinking my Gatorade, trying to, like, you know, cool off and stop being mad. So I'm just like, you know, I'm thinking about life right now. I'm trying to get my life together. And out of nowhere, I see this other girl. Hey, do you have a problem with my best friend? I'm like, what? She said, my friend said that you gave her attitude and you have a problem with her. And I'm like, I probably what? My new friend is standing right next to my other friend across from me where she could just came up to me and said, hey Vanessa, I don't like the way you were talking to me and I feel like it was headed towards me. Was it or was it not? You can't just automatically assume that my attitude is towards you just because that attitude is not towards you. Oh my gosh. That just put the chair on top for everything else. Like, are you fucking serious? What is going on today? And I was just mad throughout the whole day. The whole day. And now, back to the place where the guy said, why are you not sitting in your seat? And the girl has said, whose seat? Where? Where'd she sit? I ignored her. So, mind you, I'm sitting in front of them and they're behind me. Him and his best friend are just behind me and the other friend is in front of me. So, I'm in the center. So, me and my friend are just writing our notes because it's dispatcher class. And all I hear is, she wore your sweater because she wanted your attention. And I'm just like, did this girl seriously just say that while I'm in front of her? Like, if I wanted to, I could fucking smack those fucking braids out of her head. But I didn't, because I want to cause problems, because I already don't like his friend, because they have attitude for no reason now. I gave you the bag, period, point blank, we're done, we don't need to have this anymore. We're all girls here, why are you being like this? He didn't say anything, and I had to explain it to him after school, and he was like, yeah, maybe it wasn't her fault, she just was just annoying. I'm like, I don't care. So, until now, he still doesn't come to me as much in the morning to lunch or anything like that. He gives me hugs here and there, but as to like spending time with me, he walks me to class rarely, occasionally if I ask, but that's about it. And I really like him, you know, because he's a good guy, you know. He understands and he's respectful, you know, even though he has some harsh words, because he's a type of person that doesn't know how to show his feelings much, you know. He's a slow lover, you could say. And I'm willing to take my time with him, you know, because I do do want to be with him, obviously, because I like the guy. But I do want him to understand that if you're going to talk to me, sometimes you're going to have to spend time with each other because we have to get used to each other, you know? I can't just always be on the phone with you. And that's that, you know? It's not how it works. We're not an online couple where you live in California and I live in, like, Mexico or something. No. We're literally in the same space, same state. Please stop acting like we're 10 miles apart. But things are gradually getting better. It's been 2 weeks. Then he makes it 2 weeks since we've been talking. And I can only hope for the better, honestly. Don't want things to end because this is so nice. I remember yesterday I called him. He was like, I'm doing my homework. And I was like, okay, but you didn't have to hang up the phone because I had called the first time and he hung up. Like, you know when you call and the person hits decline, the phone just doesn't even have a chance to ring and just hangs up? Yeah, that's what happened. And then he was like, I told you I was at home. I'm like, you're right. And I was like, you could have just said that you're busy. He's like, okay, I'm busy. And he hangs up the phone. And I'm just like, oh my gosh. And my friend's just like, okay. I'm like, well, let's just forget that didn't happen. Just forget it happened. And then in the morning, I text him, hey, good morning. I hope that you were able to get your homework done. And that I'm sorry for calling you out of nowhere. I didn't mean to. I was just bored. And I hope you had a good night. He said, no, you're good. I did, was able to get some work done and you weren't bothering me, kid, which is short ass. And I did have a good night and thank you for looking out for me. And I felt so touched because he accepted my apology and said that I was okay. I don't know, maybe because I'm so bad at reading people. I can't read people for shit because I just don't have the eye for it. Like, I have these glasses for no reason. Anyways, that's about it though. But that's how my love life's going. It's gonna be right, but you know. That's it. And I'll tell you guys. And I called him today and he didn't answer. Although it wasn't serious, I was just trying to prank call him. Usually he'd call back, but he didn't. But I guess it's fine. Bye guys.